Acts chapter 12 states here, as we finished up this morning, we saw the demise of Herod Agrippa because of his refusal to give God glory, and God brought him down. And we see how it continues, though, and I think this is most definitely, you know, because we know Scripture is inspired by God, and he put this there, I think, as a great reminder of a truth that I want to share tonight. No secret truth, of course. It's very obvious truth. It says here that as he gave up the ghost, it says that he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost in verse 23. And notice verse 24, the Bible says, but the word of God grew and multiplied. And I want us to think about this truth here tonight that, you see, Herod died, but the word of God did not. And that is the testimony of the living church of God. God's going to press forward no matter what the devil throws at us. Amen. We will not bow and cower to the enemy. Yes, he attacks, and yes, it hurts. And yes, it's difficult many, many times, honestly. But folks, tonight, by the grace of God and for the glory of God, we let this truth be the same here at Crooked Creek Baptist Church. But, we can all fill in a blank right there, what we're going through tonight on February 9th, 2020. Getting hit here, tempted here, struggling here, discouraged here. But my friend, don't let your verse stop right there. Let it go on to verse number 24. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Amen. We see here that there is the enemy, Herod, who thought he could bring the church down. God brought him down. And the word of God presses forward. And folks, tonight, be encouraged. The Lord, even through your trials, is going to let the word of God grow and multiply in your life. The struggles you're facing, the persecution perhaps, who knows what God is doing and are allowing in your life right now, but let the word of God grow in your heart. Let it be multiplied in your heart. Let your purpose grow and be multiplied. I mean, we could go back to when God started adding to the church. As the church has been empowered, we saw that there were 3,000 added there at the day of Pentecost and that great meeting that the Lord worked and people were being saved. But it's continued. And we'll see a theme through the book of Acts. Chapter 6, it says the word of God increased. Chapter 9, it says churches were multiplied. Chapter 11, it says a great number believed. And now we come to here, we see that the word of God grew and multiplied. And we'll see several other of those same phrases as we go through the book of Acts. Listen, we tell the enemy, because he will, you may try to stop me. And perhaps he can stop me. But I tell you what he won't do. He will not stop God. God's work is going forward, brethren. And that is something to let your heart be encouraged tonight. The only decision we have to make as a church tonight, as you as an individual, and I as an individual, do we want to get on board to what God is doing? Because if not, God will set us aside. But he's not stopping the train for us, folks. He's pressing on. And I want to be aboard this great work he's doing. Now, I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about the work and the power of the local church ministry through the Holy Spirit. I want the word of God to be multiplied in my life and in the life of this church and around in this community. You know, I can't help but as we go through this book to be reminded of the wonderful task at hand and the wonderful privilege of hand of serving alongside the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in my times of service in the Coast Guard, I can take you back to guys that I served alongside, living out there at sea, you know, for 30, 40, 60, sometimes 50 days at a time on a ship our size. It sometimes that was close quarters. But I can look back and I can remember a few guys that I tell you what, I just counted it a great joy and honor to serve alongside. Men who were dedicated, men who were faithful, I can remember those. But you know, I think about that. And I think about the spiritual application to that truth is this. Can you believe that the Lord Jesus, the King of Glory, lets his children come alongside and work with him? Isn't that awesome, church? That he allows us to come and work alongside him. He calls us co-laborers. Tonight, as we voted and as we have prayed and as we give forth our finances, we are co-laboring together with our Savior to let the Word of God grow and multiply around this world. Oh God, please don't set us on the shelf of uselessness. We want to be used, don't we, brethren? Amen. And I believe we are. I do, with all my heart. I believe God is working mightily. And hey, yes, do we have difficulties? Oh yes. Oh yes. But it's never stopped God before. And it's not going to stop God now. In fact, I have great news to report. From what we see in the Word of God and what we see true in the time of history, the events of history in the local church, it is this, brethren, that every time Satan has attacked the church, his plan has absolutely backfired. So, can Satan bring damage? Can he try to bring damage? Can he try to come and destroy? Of course! But if God's people will stay faithful, we are guaranteed that his plan will backfire. It happened right here. His plan backfired. There is one important element, brethren, tonight that we have to remember. We must remember. We have got to allow those attacks not to punch us down into the ground. We must allow those attacks to propel us forward. Not be weary in well-doing, knowing that we shall reap if we faint not. That is so important for us. God's work is marching on. This verse here that says that they the Word of God grew and multiplied, that multiplied there is a passive aorist in the tense of the verb, and the different Greek verbs have different tenses that give different meanings. And that one, passive, simply means that in the passive voice means it is a result of something. So the Word of God multiplied as a result of this whole attempt of Satan to try to move in and discourage the church. God's people got together and prayed, and they remained faithful. And guess what God did? The Word of God grew and multiplied. And we are getting ready to see the greatest missionary evangelistic expedition in all of history happen in this following chapter, chapter 13. You see, chapter 11 and chapter 13 are connected here by this bridge. That this bridge of chapter 12 and seeing this persecution, but God's work is going to press over that bridge from the focus on the Jewish people in Jerusalem, and it's going to actually go to a focus to all the world. That's truly amazing. God's church should never be stagnant, but remain faithful. Let me share a few things with you here that we see as we prepare to dive into the second half of the book of Acts. You see, we have covered up to this point, and I apologize for it taking this long, but we have covered the first half of the book of Acts. Now, hopefully, in the year 2020, we will cover the second half. Let me show you a few things just to demonstrate what we're looking at here. Remember what we've talked about and where Pentecost started and where the emphasis was began here in Jerusalem, in this little town right here, down here, right down here. This is where it all started, and then it's going to start moving. And it starts moving out. Now they're getting ready to move up to Antioch. That's where the center base will be of the church. It's going to move from Jerusalem up to Antioch. And then it's going to move, the work of the mission is going unto the uttermost. And we see that Antioch up here, so remember Barnabas went over and got Saul, and we talked about that. But then we're going to see the gospel go all over the world. Okay, from that one little spot there, okay, the Word of God is going all over the world. It's growing, brethren. It's multiplying. God's church has not been stopped. God Almighty is still moving with great power. If you don't believe it, read the missionary letters. Right there. Souls are being saved. Lives are being changed here in South America, Mexico, the United States, Utah, the Kellers. As we think about brethren over in Africa, we think about South Africa, we think about North Africa, we think about Europe and Asia. We think about these places where we're sending missionaries, Canada, where we'll be going. Right now, we don't have any work in Australia, but there is a great work of God going on there. I would love to see us be able to send a missionary someday there, or at least support one. That would be wonderful. But I'm so thankful that upon the authority of the Word of God tonight, we can be encouraged that the Word of God is growing and multiplying, and God is allowing us to be a part of it. And I don't want to grow stagnant. I just want to grow. And my goal, my dream for us as a church is by 2030 to be able to support 150 missionaries every month. And maybe God will give us over and beyond that. But I'm praying for that. Will you pray with me, brethren? Can we dream big, brethren? We can, can't we? I believe we can. And then there's one other that I wanted to show you here. Just a quick overview. I took this book from Richard Hester, a great missionary and now retired missionary. But he put a book together, the New Testament Bible History. So I took some of this information to share with you tonight. So Acts 1:12 is where we've been for the past year and a half. I don't know, for a year and 2 months is the 1 through 12. The focus has been Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. The focus has been around Peter mainly. I mean, it's gone over some other characters, of course, we know that, with the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip and those, but it's been a focus on the Jews as well. Now, Acts 13:28 here, where we're going to be for the remainder of the year, the focus is going to be from Antioch, will be the main sending base of the missionary endeavor, and it will be to the uttermost part. And will revolve around Paul and reaching the Gentiles. And of course, the Jewish people will be reached during this time as well. But God is saying, go to the Gentiles and to the uttermost. And I'm telling you folks, we're going to be following the Apostle Paul on his first and second and third missionary journey. And what God does in his life and the things he does and changing hearts. And it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to preaching through this second part. It's been awesome going through the first. God's changed my life just going through these first 12 chapters. And I'm grateful and give him the glory. And then Just another little graph here to show you pretty much the same thing. But you'll notice missionary Peter, the base was Jerusalem, the mission was the Jews, and that covered chapters 1 through 12 primarily. It did go a little bit outside of Jerusalem into Judea and Samaria. But then the second half of the book is the missionary is going to be Paul. The base is going to be Antioch. The mission is going to be to the Gentiles and to the Jews, of course, too. But this will be the main mission. And then we will follow the first journey. That'll be chapters 13 and 14. The second journey will be 15 and 18. And the third journey will be 19 through 21. And then chapters 21, about halfway through chapter 21 through chapter 28, is all the account of Paul's incarceration. He was incarcerated, and he was just the testimony of his testimonies before Felix and others and Agrippa, and how God used him and his testimony of salvation. It's going to be great, folks. God's going to use it in our church. He is. But that's what we will be doing in the coming days. And so I think that that says it for that one right there. Thanks, Brother Ben. But that is what we will be doing. But let's be encouraged tonight, folks. Especially, and this may sound very weird, I have a tendency to sound that way. If you feel like you're under attack tonight in any way, I want you to know, let that verse right there in verse 24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. I want you to know God's wanting to do a work of multiplication in your life. Don't get discouraged. The Lord is wanting to use us. How grateful we truly are. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God tonight. Thank you for the blessings of serving you. The joy and the privilege and the honor to come alongside the Creator God and to reach lost souls with the precious gospel. Lord, we pray that the Word of God will grow and multiply through our church. Let it multiply in our own hearts. Let it grow forth, Lord. Let us not be stagnant. Wake us up, Lord. I pray, wake us up. Give us a fresh vision for reaching folks, Lord. Oh, Lord God Almighty, we are praying that you would protect us from the enemy who is seeking to discourage us. I pray for the people of God tonight under the sound of my voice. I pray that you would protect them, Lord, that are perhaps feeling hopeless. I pray that you would assure them tonight by the power of your Spirit that you are actually using this attack, that if they'll remain faithful, that it will backfire on the enemy. That you will be glorified. Do a convincing work of that tonight, Lord. Please help us not to cower. Oh, God. We rejoice tonight, Lord, in your great goodness. And we praise you. Oh, it's in the name of Christ that we pray, Lord. And with heads bowed and eyes closed, I'd like to extend a time of invitation just for you to be able to respond to the Lord tonight. Perhaps there's a commitment that needs to be made. Perhaps there just needs to be a response in your heart to the Lord God Almighty. What is the Word of God doing in your life? Do you see a multiplication? Do you see it growing? Despite of the attacks on your life? Hey, do not give up, my friend. Do not. As the musician begins to play, let's let God have His way.